This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. And now, a diversion of sorts.
The American dream.
Millionaires, billionaires.
Class warfare.
Paycheck to paycheck.
We pay our fair share.
It comes from our wealth and poverty desk, and we're going to do something a little bit different on the show. Policy with a melody to it, kind of an election year mixtape. Our reporter Chrissy Clark goes back a long way with some of the guys in the indie rock band The National. Five guys who are all big Obama supporters and who all grew up in a certain Midwestern swing state that's getting a whole lot of attention right now. Chrissy spent a day with them in the recording studio last week.
You can't record a song on an empty stomach. So while the rest of the band's tuning up in the studio, I find Matt Berninger, The National's lead singer, eating a breakfast that he's not at all ashamed of.
Puffins. Multigrain puffins.
He washes that down with a bottle of San Pellegrino, which one of his bandmates, Aaron Dessner, teases him about over the piano.
It's a little bourgeois to be only drinking Pellegrino.
A little bourgeois. Matt laughs. He's pretty self-aware about that kind of stuff already, he tells me, when we go out to the yard behind the studio. This is a guy who sings about how he's pink and young and middle class.
Yeah, I mean, like, to say the word middle class in a rock song does seem kind of lame.
Or awesome, depending
on maybe.
to the marketplace audience.
Yeah, I don't presume to understand, you know, any kind of demographic. It's just usually an attempt to try to figure out myself.
Check.
And that's exactly what happened in the song Blood Buzz, Ohio.
Stand up straight at the foot of your love vine. Lift my shirt up.
Matt says he started writing it as a love song. Lines about over-the-top teenage heartache.
Some fantasy of a high school sweetheart. I didn't really have one in high school, but
Lift my shirt.
Meanwhile, as he was writing the song, he also happened to be in a lot of credit card debt. He found ways to manage it, thankfully. His music career had just taken off, but he was still frustrated.
Just kind of desperate. Every time I thought I was on top of it, something would happen, and, you know, it's this cycle that starts to eat itself, and you start to slip.
So one day, he scribbled this line in his songwriting notebook.
I still owe money to the money, to the money I owe.
He read it again later and put a big star next to it. Thought, that line kind of hits on something that a lot of Americans were facing at the time. Eventually, he fleshed it out into a lyric.
I still owe money to the money, to the money I owe. The floors are falling out from everybody I know. I'm on a blood buzz.
Matt, by the way, made up the word blood buzz.
On, you know, like on a wine buzz or vodka buzz or a blood buzz.
And since Matt and all his bandmates were born in Ohio.
Ohio's in our blood.
I was carried to Ohio.
The band recorded Blood Buzz Ohio in 2010 in the depths of the recession. Notice if you say Ohio enough times, it kind of rhymes with I-O. Matt says his home state lends itself to metaphor.
The microcosm of America, in a way, how divided it is. Politically, economically. Growing up middle class, my parents, we never talked about money stresses. But I guess the truth is like when you don't think about it, you must be in a class that's well off enough not to worry. But there are very few people in this country that don't worry all the time.
Especially now, Matt says. He's gotten a window seat on the effects of the Great Recession over the last few years, touring the country on a comfy bus with his band. He's doing well, but the middle-class America of his childhood that flicks past him on the highway, it doesn't look so good.
So many foreclosure signs, so many towns you go through, and there used to be a lot of businesses on the street, and now there's two. In this country, I think it's way too easy to go from being fine to suddenly being ruined.
Lay my head on the hood of your car, take it to
Matt fall. Thinks any song worth its salt is about more than one thing at the same time. Part of Blood Buzz Ohio is about personal nostalgia.
You realize that there's something that's gone that you miss, and it's mostly the younger version of yourself.
But maybe it's also the younger version of America. Back when middle-class boys from Ohio didn't worry so much about the floor falling out. I'm Chrissy Clark. for Marketplace.
Yes, I am. I'm on a bus. I'm on a bus. God, I am. I'm on a to Ohio in a swarm of bees.